my name is Rebecca Biggie, and you might be wondering what this podcast is all about. So I wanted to give you a brief overview of what I talk about and where my heart is coming from with Confidently She. Yes, my last name is pronounced Biggie, like Biggie Smalls, even though it is spelled like you couldn't possibly imagine. B as in boy, U-E-G-E. Don't ask me how we got to that pronunciation. I think it's a German last name. But my parents really did a number on me because they spelled Rebecca with a K, A, and H the way that it's spelled in the Bible, and then I've got one heck of a last name to figure out. So introducing myself has always been a point of stress, and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, insecurity. That was one thing that I was always stressed out about or a little insecure. Like when the teacher would call my name, I'd be like, oh, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Rebecca Bugie? And it's like, it's Biggie. Yes, I'm here, but I wish I wasn't. I'm the host of Confidently She. This is an adequate introduction to who I am and kind of how my brain works, a little sporadic, but always coming back to the point. I'm really glad you're checking out this podcast. If you are wondering, like, what is this all about? Is this worth me wasting my time listening to? I think the answer is yes. This is a wonderful waste of time. If you are a woman who's trying to figure out why you are feeling insecure, whether it's about your body, your job, your relationship, just like your life in general, no matter where you're at, no matter how successful you are, there's always this deeper doubt or question of, am I enough? One thing to note and be aware of, not all the free content that I mention in the older episodes are still available to download. This podcast has been going on for a number of years, and some of those resources that started out as a free download have been added into some of my online programs. So although they are no longer available for free to download, you can still get them by joining either the Confidence Kickstart or one of my other programs that I offer throughout the year. So stay tuned to more resources if you are interested. You can always reach out to me directly through my website or through a direct message on Instagram if you have specific questions about resources and guides to help you in your confidence journey. Through listening to this podcast, my intention is really just that you will have this feeling that being a woman is a good thing. Being who you are is not only okay, but it should be celebrated. That women in general are powerful and purposeful and have so much more to live for than trying to maintain an image, maintain their beauty, hold on to their youth, and fight against everything that's natural about who we are. There are a lot of subliminal messages in our culture telling women to change natural parts of their body, to change parts of who they are in order to be worthy, in order to be beautiful, to be valuable to men, to be better than other women. And my goal with this is to teach you how to not compete with other women, how to not compare yourself to other women or compare yourself to a past version of who you are or live up to some unrealistic expectation of who you think you should be, and just learn to rest in your unique femininity, explore your unique femininity, and have a voice and the confidence to express who you are and own who you are and see yourself as beautiful and worthy, but also so much more than a body. And build a life with people who don't make you feel the need to apologize for who you are. My struggle with insecurity really was rooted in my relationships with men. I have been in a few serious relationships, one very, very toxic, very, very narcissistic. I learned very quickly how our perception of ourselves can be so drastically changed when someone we love and care about does not have our best interest at heart. I still had a ton of insecurities around how people saw me, their perception of me, and wanting to control how people perceived me. And I spent so much time and energy mentally trying to be and look like the woman that everyone expected me to be and look like. And I realized how much energy was wasted on that and how much I put my identity in how other people saw me. And as I worked through that, I found so much freedom and so much confidence realizing that other people don't validate my worth. So that's the main goal of this podcast and the basis for it. More background on me. I graduated from a state college. I had a bachelor's in economics, political science, and philosophy. So I do have a deep thinker, philosophical side of me, even though I am a fun-loving, lighthearted person to be around. There is that philosophical, deeper part of all of this, because as I was working through my own insecurities, I was like, well, if my identity and validation doesn't come from what other people think of me, where does it come from? And that's a pretty deep philosophical question. And for me, what I have found is that my identity and worth and value comes from the one who created me. Right? And I have a strong Christian faith. The philosophy, the beliefs that this podcast are based in are biblical, but episode to episode, week to week, still very relatable to any woman in the world who's trying to understand who she is, why these insecurities have been consistent and persistent even as you become more successful, or even as you get the things that you thought you wanted, or the things that you thought were going to make you confident, and why those things ultimately don't give us the security. If you don't believe me, you can obviously just, you know, continue on the way that you've been living and try to get that next promotion and try to reach that next benchmark and see if that helps. And then in 2 years, you can come back to this podcast and be like, ah, she was right. Now I need to listen to what she had to say. So my goal is to help you avoid the years of chasing down these other things that are promising to give you validation and identity and security. And think a little more deeply on that and go a little deeper, be a little more philosophical about what we're really searching for here and what our hearts really are designed to need. And I just felt like my insecurities as a woman who wasn't overweight weren't valid. I felt like I couldn't talk about the insecurities that I had because it seemed like they weren't so bad compared to someone who struggled with their weight, which that in and of itself is like a fat phobic feeling, right? Like thinking that being overweight is the worst insecurity that a woman could have. That's not true. So I just wanted to create a space for women to feel like all of their insecurities are valid, because there are like 1,000 different ways that women can feel insecure, and weight is just one of them. So I talk about insecurity around our bodies, insecurity around our relationships, and really all these different places that our culture tells us to put our worth and our identity in. So that is, in a nutshell, what Confidently She is all about. I don't recommend going back to the beginning and starting there, because it's really just about what topics you are interested in hearing about now. So go through the recent episodes and see if anything jumps out at you, and listen to one of those and leave a review. Like, tell me what you like about the podcast so that I can give you more of that. And that, so when another woman is typing in the search bar, you know, confidence podcasts, this one comes up to the top because iTunes is smart and they know which podcasts are good, and the reviews and ratings help them figure that out and make recommendations to other women looking for truth and help in healing their hearts. So please do me a favor, do her a favor, and leave a rating and review in iTunes on this podcast. It would be amazing. I would love that.